Phoenix FM.
Now then, we've got Sean Briscombe in the studio. Now, you and I last spoke a good few years ago when... A
couple of years ago, yeah.
It was, wasn't it? When you just got the diamond in at Forest Glade.
Yeah.
Oh, let me put the right mic up. Sorry, someone... try again. We'll all hear you.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we were in here. We just sort of started the club, the sort of Essex Redbacks and sort of Forest Glade Redbacks. So we've got, as you say, we've got a diamond over at Forest Glade. We just got that a couple of... Well, 3 years ago now, actually.
Yeah, so that must be
time flies, and so that initially was like for the youth, but we've now got sort of like a full size diamond there, and also playing in Chomsford as well, where our sort of top team plays. Yeah. So yeah, it's a busy times.
And without blowing your own trumpet, you've been involved really from the start to now. You've seen a project through. You must be quite proud of what you've achieved so far.
It's really pleased. It's obviously not just me, it's sort of like a lot of people helping, and certainly in my eye, we haven't seen the project through. We're still, as a club, we've got a sort of 5-year development plan, which will then go on, sort of roll over. But yeah, we're just sort of like, yeah, hopefully just starting and going to get bigger and stronger. We're at the moment looking to improve the facilities we've got, get more players playing. And we're actually introducing a new sport into the club this year, sort of like softball as well. So yeah, it's going to open the club up to a lot more sort of like, participants, hopefully. So yeah, it's just the start at the moment. Yeah.
Well, you say just the start. I mean, when we first spoke 3 years ago at the Baytree Centre, I mean, a lot's changed since then. A tremendous amount's changed. But I suppose you're always thinking it's the start of new projects, isn't it? When you look back as to what you were planning then, you must have so many people involved and just want to get more and more involved.
I think when I spoke to you then, we were sort of like, I think we probably had one adult team. We were sort of like doing the youth as well. So now we've got, sort of last season we had 3 adult teams playing. I think probably sort of like actually sort of like youngsters playing at the club. We've probably got sort of like 80 plus. We've got, potentially, I think this year, 4 youth teams playing. Hopefully sort of doing lots with schools. So it is just, sort of getting, more and more sort of like people involved, and hopefully with sort of things like this get the word out there that baseball and sort of softball is played locally, and and get more people trying the sports there.
And you've got the association with Forest Glade FC still, have you? And on top of that, Chelmsford City now, have you? Yeah. How does that work?
Forest Glade, we're working with the sort of like the football club there trying to get sort of youngsters playing sort of sports.
It's that academy level.
Definitely.
Really,
yeah. So that's where our sort of youngsters, most of their, they're based and sort of, sort of train and play games. We've got, sort of very good links with the football club there. So we're looking to sort of like get that stronger in the future. And they as a club are doing sort of lots at the moment. They've actually sort of last year sort of built a big new sort of clubhouse. And that's something that's ideal for us when we're playing our games over there. So it's a very sort of like, good relationship with them.
So you put on joint events. We're
talking about doing some sort of things this year over there in the sort of summertime, and getting the sort of like football club involved as well. So definitely try and sort of grow that sort of like relationship partnership. But then also, as you say, we're also based up in sort of Chomsford, up at Melbourne Park, where we've got probably that's our sort of like main diamond at the moment, and that's where our sort of like top team plays, and we've also got another adult team up there, and hopefully this year we're sort of actually we'll be doing more youth stuff up there as well. We've done youth there as well in the past, but again we want to get more people, because the ideal we want is to actually have more youth teams playing, so we can actually have local fixtures, and it'd be great if we can get more people up there.
I mean, do you get assistance from the FA, or is it because of the way Forest Glade is with the academy? Is there any assistance at all from the FA, or it's the way it works with British Baseball, and they've got a similar setup, have they?
We sort of like associated with British Baseball and our sort of like development sort of association, which is Baseball Softball UK, which is both sports of baseball and softball. So we primarily deal with them, but as I say, this year we're sort of looking to sort of like become do more with the actual sort of like football club and almost become a sort of like a sort of multi-sports club. So yeah, so yeah, sort of people can sort of play sort of different sports winter and summer. But yeah, it's all part of one big club. But yeah, most of what we've done so far has been with our sort of our own governing bodies.
But then why shouldn't that be the case, really, that it goes hand in hand in the way, I don't know, we've been talking about Milton Keynes Dons quite a bit today. They played in a hockey stadium, when they first went up there. And there's so many, and I know it's normally rugby sharing with football, but there is more of that going on.
Oh, definitely the opportunity there. And at Chelmsford, we sort of like use the sort of same sports field that the football teams use. And yeah, in the summer, it's sort of not used. So we're using that for baseball. So it is, sort of we can sort of like coexist very easily. And certainly what we as a club do is the adults actually sort of go over to sort of the Netherlands each autumn, and we do tournament over there, which is great fun as a tournament. But watching what they do over in the Netherlands, it is very much like that. The hockey and the baseball and other sports, it's all one big complex, and you go down there and you see people playing baseball, softball, hockey, and it is just a big community sports club, which is the sort of thing we'd like to see over here. So you maybe play one sport in the winter, say hockey or football. In the summer you then switch to sort of like baseball or softball, so you're still playing with your sort of like your teammates, you're trying a different sport. And very much, and make it very much a community thing, get sort of lots of people involved.
Well, what I'll do, I'll come back to you in just a few minutes anyway, and we'll talk a bit more about what's going on from a community aspect. Also, for anyone who's interested, the way that they can get in touch and the best ways of doing that. So great, we'll speak to you shortly then.
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM. We're talking baseball with Sean Briscombe. Now, your title is secretary, is it? Pretty much. Your
secretary and head youth coach and sort of like adult coach as well. So basically, sort of whatever.
How many hats do you wear?
Oh, quite a lot, but whatever. Yeah, the club we need to do. Sort of like just do it. And we've got lots of others that help out. And good thing over the last couple of years is we've had lots of parents come along with their kids, and they're now sort of helping out with the coaching, which is great to see that the club's getting more people helping out.
Now, Jack, you were saying, I mean, I did softball when I was at school. You know, it's not as if it's a new thing necessarily, just getting the softball and standing there with a bat. You've done it at school as well, haven't you? But it's not necessarily the sort of thing you take further on into competition, is it?
Well, I've done it in sort of lessons whilst I've been doing PE and stuff. And baseball isn't, obviously, I'm not too brilliant with the rules of baseball, but it seems quite a fun sport to get involved into.
It is, and that's one thing we wanted to try and, well, we've actually done in the past, is actually sort of gone into schools, run sort of like sessions. Last year we've done, did some sort of work as part of school sports week, sort of school in Great Beddow, just try a different sport, and everyone loved it. And so what we want to do is do more of that this year. So if there are any schools that want to take part, just contact us, and we can arrange something. But the idea is that as you say, people play at school, but we want to just let them know that there is sport outside the school that they can carry on and play, and particularly with softball this year, which as you say, that's definitely played in a lot of schools. So have the club there that they can come and join if they sort of want to carry on playing.
So the best way for an introduction, because you've got stuff coming up in the next few weeks, haven't you, as well?
In the next couple of weeks, well, next Sunday we're actually running two tryout sessions up at the Chelmsford Sports and Athletic Centre at Melbourne Park. So we've got a couple of sessions there for people, basically either you've played the sport before and you want to get back into it, or never played it. We're just going to have like sort of members of the sort of like team along there to sort of like just show people the basics. We can explain the basics of the rules, so you get to sort of throw, sort of have a hit. If you want to try pitching, you can do catching. So basically, give people a taster. So that's next Sunday, the 24th of February. So if anyone is interested, then we'll be putting something up on our club website, the Essex Red. www.essexredbacks.com. That'll probably go up tomorrow, which will give you more details of the times and who to contact. And just come along. If you've never tried it before, you want to try a new sport this summer, then come along, try.
And Twitter, it's Essex Redbacks.
Essex Redbacks,
you'll be tweeting about everything
going on. Publicised, But open to everyone. So the one on Sunday is for adults, so anyone 16 and over. Doesn't matter if you haven't played before. doesn't matter if you haven't got any equipment, we can provide all that. So it's really just come along and try a new sport. And what we'll then be doing in the probably sort of few weeks after that, we've already started our sort of youth training this year, which we do over at James Hornsby School in Basildon in Leyndon. We've got more sessions of those coming up, so if there's any youngsters there want to come along and try baseball again, come along, so we'll be publicising those. And for youngsters, our sort of teams are from 9 up to sort of 16, but we've actually got youngsters that are from sort of 5 years old playing, and they love it. And we've got what we call T-ball, which is under 9 year olds that play on a Sunday morning, and that's going really well, so we've seen lots of youngsters coming along.
And you are covering a lot of Essex then, really, aren't you, when you're talking about going down to Leyndon? And and I know just off air you were saying, you know, you've got people as far away as Braintree who are coming
We've got players from all over Essex, and we've actually also, as part of the Redbacks, we've actually got a team up in sort of Feltwell in Suffolk, the base at the air base there, so we've got teams there as well. So what we'd like to do as a club is actually have clubs all over the county, so you can have sort of like local matches and just playing sort of local teams, and just get the sport more people playing, because it is a great sport to play, and everyone gets involved. You're not sort of sitting around not doing anything, so great sport for everyone.
Does it mean, I mean, if you're pretty good and you're playing, you know, at a youth level around, how far are you going to be travelling if you're playing at the competitive level then?
At the moment, for the youth level, we're actually we do sort of like travel over to, because there aren't many teams, sort of like Bracknell, Windsor, there's a team in London, Hearts, sort of Hemel Hempstead by this team, so there is a sort of fair amount of travelling. But that's why what we want to try and do is the more people we can get playing locally, we can actually have like a sort of like a Brentwood versus Billericay, a Brentwood versus Chelmsford, so you'd have sort of teams in sort of like all the sort of like local towns, so like they do in America, that you'd actually have what they call a little league. And
it improves the quality then, because you're working your way through, aren't you?
Oh, definitely, you've got sort of more players playing. And then also with the club, obviously, you'd have all sorts of levels, and we've actually had youngsters come through our sort of ranks that never played before, and they're now sort of like playing for GB, so that there's the opportunity to play for the sort of national team. So we've got sort of a few people at the club that are representing sort of GB at the moment, and they're travelling abroad, sort of, I think sort of last year, sort of like off to sort of Canada, Switzerland. So sort of opportunities to play at the highest level if people want to.
So really, whatever age, male, female as well, anyone can just turn up and try out.
Oh, definitely, for the adult tryouts next week, it's sort of 16 and over. Like I say, that's for our adult teams. And then our youth, we've got a youth training session. I think we've got a couple more in March, and then we'll be going outdoors at Forest Glade, and that's on a Wednesday evening. So anyone can come along. As I said, if the schools want us to sort of come in there, we're quite happy to do that. Just get in touch. So we just want people sort of to try the sport and have a go.
Well, fantastic. Do send the details across, and we'll make sure, you know, even every week or so, we're just updating what's happening, and anyone can get in touch. And you're always welcome. The new studios at the Brentwood Centre, I'll have to show you around in a minute. This is just the half of it where you are here. There's a lot going on here, but and any other local club, you know, if anyone's listening and thinks, oh, hang on a minute, we're doing that, we can give it a mention, we're always happy here to give it a mention here on Phoenix. Probably the best way, get in touch with us via Twitter. You can contact me, just Steve Robbo on Twitter. That was the way we got in touch, really, wasn't it? Best way of doing it. And best of luck, more power to your elbow and all that. And it's probably keeping you very busy.
Full-time job.
Can you imagine? Thanks very much, Sean. We'll speak to you shortly. Cheers, thank you.